The land of dreams is an odd realm, sometimes nightmarish, other times peaceful. Tyria found herself wandering along the still shores of a vast sunlit lake. She felt happy in its silent tranquility. From afar, two creatures floated toward her in a nimbus of golden light. As they drew close, Tyria recognized one as Martin the Warrior. Smiling at her, he indicated his companion. Tyria felt her heart jump. The other creature was a tall, stately otter lady, obviously older than she, but a mirror image of herself in features, build and height. On her brow rested a slim gold circlet with a large round emerald at its centre. The otter lady wore a short, dark green cloak, richly embroidered about the hem. From neck to waist, she was covered by a metal breastplate, silver, with a gold star radiating from its centre. What really intrigued Tyria was that the otter lady carried a sling and a stone pouch belted about her middle, the same way in which Tyria carried hers. The otter maid felt an immediate trust and kinship to the lithe, regal apparition. She stood staring at her in the sunny dream landscape, not knowing what to say, but yearning to talk to the otter lady. Turning to Martin, she found herself equally dumbfounded. Though Martin the Warrior had no need of speech, his kind eyes widened expressively. He merely smiled at Tyria, pointing to the otter as an indication that she should listen to what the strange vision had to say. Then, in clear, measured tones, the otter lady spoke.
"Like the sun, Hyrulane will rise anew to set the downtrodden free. A warrior maid with wildlock blood must cross the western sea. She who looks ever through windows at the signs which feathers make, seek the green isle through her knowledge for all thy kin beast's sake."
Then both Martin and his companion glided on past Tyria. She yearned to follow them, but felt rooted to the spot. As the bright noon of her dreams darkened, desolation overcame the otter maid. She felt them fade into the mists, and she was left alone, standing on the deserted lake shore amid the sighing breeze, with the otter's words echoing throughout the corridors of her mind. Tyria did not sleep peacefully for the remainder of that night. She tossed and turned fitfully, imbued with a restless energy. The otter maid was up at the dawn next morning, with a sense of unfulfilled purpose that she could not name. Dressing hastily, she hurried downstairs. Her normal healthy appetite usually took her to the kitchens. Instead, she avoided them and went straight outdoors. It was a fresh summer morn, the grass under paw heavy with dew. Lawn borders were patches of pastel colours with daisy, milkwort, rock rose and pasque flower in profusion. She paused at the Northwest Abbey gable, catching the sweet chirrup of ascending lark song from the flatlands beyond the west ramparts. The sound blended melodiously with the cooing of wood pigeon from the woodland on the far side of the east wall. The poignant moment was broken by the interruption of two gruff voices singing raucously. Tyria knew it was her father and Brink coming up from the abbey pond after their night fishing. She also realised that a meeting with the jolly pair would result in being questioned. What was she doing outdoors so early? Couldn't she sleep? Had she eaten a good breakfast yet? Avoiding the tiresome interview, the otter maid stepped behind a protruding buttress and waited for them to go indoors. However, the happy pair were in no hurry.